started. The two Koreas marched in together, and the dirty, cheating Russians marched in under the Olympic athletes from Russia flag. And Winter Olympics, Winter Olympics got off to their, I guess, official start today with the opening ceremony. And, I made this point a couple of days ago. I thought that the pre-Olympic buzz for these particular games were really lacking. And I'm not comparing them to Vancouver, because certainly nothing in this country, I think, will meet what we saw in Vancouver. And maybe if Calgary gets the Olympics, you may end up seeing it. But there's going to be no buzz in Canada to match the buzz we had going into Calgary. However, I was a little surprised at the lack of excitement for these games. And I'm not entirely certain it's all down to the fact NHL players aren't going to be competing in the hockey competition. I, for one, am actually kind of looking forward to a hockey competition where the games might be competitive and might be interesting, because, quite frankly, Sochi was boring as all hell. And for the most part, the hockey competition's become kind of one long march to a medal for Canada. So I'm kind of looking forward to not knowing anything about the teams that are taking part. I'm looking forward to having new heroes emerge. You know, every time we go to an Olympics, it's like we end up adopting one of these athletes, right? They become our part of our family. They become our sisters. They become our brothers. And that's never going to change, regardless of the lack of buzz going into the Olympics. It's never going to change. The first time somebody wins a medal, the first time somebody sets a record, the first time somebody upsets somebody, it's going to be a big story. So we're going to open the phone lines today. Numbers are 416-870-0590, *591, 888-666-0590. And, you know, I took a little bit of grief on social media for saying that our playlist today to celebrate the Olympics was going to be about cheating. It was tongue-in-cheek. And maybe that's the reason a lot of people don't seem to be as interested in these Olympics as previous ones. Maybe we've got cheating fatigue. Maybe the whole story about state-sponsored doping in Russia has just simply overwhelmed us. I know that their Canadian athletes have been outspoken about this, and it's pretty clear that the IOC has completely turtled when it comes to standing up to the Russians. So we've got a lot to unpack. Shai Davidi joins us. He was at the opening ceremonies. And then we'll take your calls. Are you looking forward to the Olympics? Are you going to watch them? You can talk particularly about the hockey competition, but we can broaden it as well. It's the Jeff Blair Show.